Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. Pleasure to be with you on a Wednesday evening. Don't forget, every Friday we celebrate First Amendment Friday on this program, and I'm glad to have you with me tonight. If you want to jump into the conversation, it's 866-HEY-LARS. That's 866-439-5277. Emails go to talk@LarsLarson.com. No surprise that liberal schools and teachers crank out those social justice warriors, as they're known, as much as they are fake degrees, but one school is finally being held responsible for letting the PC police loose on the public, and I've invited Cornell University Law School professor William Jacobson. He's also president of Legal Insurrection Foundation, and you can find him on the web there as well. Professor, it's a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you for having me back.
Would you mind describing what has happened in this Oberlin College bakery case?
Sure. Well, Oberlin College is one of the most liberal colleges in the U.S. It's a small college in Oberlin, Ohio. The day after Donald Trump was elected, the campus was basically in meltdown, as a lot of liberal campuses were. A black male student got stopped and then arrested for shoplifting at a local bakery slash mini mart. So it's a bakery, but it also had a mini mart attached to it. And that was called Gibson's Bakery. Had been in existence since 1885, now in the fifth generation. He gets stopped. A scuffle ensues. Two black female Oberlin College students who were accompanying him and also apparently shoplifting all attacked the owner of the bakery. Police got called. Police arrested the three students. That should have been the end of it. Routine shoplifting gone bad. But in a combination of the racial politics on Oberlin College campus and the meltdown over Trump, the campus immediately accused this of being a racial profiling situation, launched protests to try to shut down the bakery, protests so aggressive that the police said they almost considered calling in the county riot squad to quell them, boycotts. But most important for the lawsuit, they passed out flyers accusing the bakery of having a long history of documented history of racial profiling, and the student assembly, the student government passed a resolution basically making the same accusation. The bakery sued because one of the people passing out the flyer was the dean of students of the school, and they also accused her of essentially fomenting the riot, or I should say more organizing it with a bullhorn. She denied some of that, but other witnesses said she was. But the passing out of the defamatory flyer and the student resolution being promoted or distributed by the college, that was a defamation against the bakery. School cut them off from business. 10 months later, after this horrible situation, the bakery's almost ruined, the three students plead guilty because they were, in fact, shoplifting. So they plead guilty as part of their plea. They make a statement that there was no racial profiling. They were, in fact, stealing, and they got caught. But in the meantime, the bakery's almost destroyed, and they sue the college, and they just won an $11 million verdict against the college last Friday. And today, their jury is deliberating, or almost deliberating, punitive damages. That may end up being tripled to $33 million.
So some justice was had. Why do you suppose it was that the college, I mean, even up to college administrators, like the dean of students, would look at this situation and not understand shoplifting happens. Sometimes people are not guilty. That'll be decided by the court. Sometimes people are guilty, also decided by the courts. Let's let this thing play out. Why the immediate rush to judgment? And how much of it do you think came from that frenzy that erupted after the election of the president?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. One, it was a highly charged atmosphere. Two, there was, there is a presumption there that society is racist, that white bakery owners are racist. And if they stop three black students and get them arrested, there must be a racial angle to it. And I guess the third one is that the administrators at a lot of colleges are scared to death of the students, that if the administration had tried to argue, let's take a wait and see, we don't know all the facts yet, the police are investigating, let's not rush to judgment, guess what? They would have been accused of being racist. They would have been accused of being white supremacists and working within the white supremacist system, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's a bad combination of factors, but they should have been the adults in the room. The senior administrators at the college should have said, look, wait and see. We're not going to accuse it. We're not going to pass out flyers. We're not going to support what you're doing. Yeah, you may have free speech rights, but, you know, we're cautioning you against this. And that really wasn't done. Instead, the dean of students, according to witnesses, was there with a bullhorn and was there passing out flyers and helping students pass out flyers. And another witness said she gave him a flyer. So, you know, that's where they become legally responsible. If all they had done is step back from it and let the students do what the students do, I don't think there would have been any claim against them. But it was that active participation, or at least they alleged active participation, and the jury obviously believe that, that led to the liability.
Well, I'm talking to Professor William Jacobson, who teaches law at Cornell University. If the whole point, as I understand the civil system, is not only to compensate and make people whole, that is, compensate them for whatever damage may have been done to them, but also the part of the point of the civil system is to send signals to the rest of society, straighten these things out, stop doing these kinds of things. Is the rest of the academic world listening to this and taking this lesson to heart, or will their own personal politics keep them from doing it?
I don't think so. One, I think politics does get in the way, and Oberlin College is playing victim here, believe it or not. They almost destroyed this family business. It came within an inch of its life. And they're playing the victim because they're saying that this is an attack on the First Amendment. This is an attack on free speech rights. But as we know, defamation and libel are not protected speech. And so they're trying to spin it like they're getting blamed for the students' free speech. But they're actually not getting blamed for the students' free speech. They're getting blamed for their own speech and their own conduct in passing things out and spreading defamatory accusations. So,
no.
That's the angle the New York Times took, and that's how it's going to be spun, that this is a student free speech issue, but it's not. It has nothing to do with this case.
Couldn't agree with you more. You can read more at Legal Insurrection on the web. Professor Jacobson, thanks so much. I appreciate your time.